We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining me this morning, Dave Leventhal. He is the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider. I'm sure you were up late last night, Dave, watching Monday Night Football.
Yeah, very sad Deputy Washington Bureau Chief at that, too, like many Buffalonians, I trust, right now. I guess the only silver lining is that Tampa Bay, who we're going to play next week, they went on a Super Bowl run when they were 7-5. So if you're looking for any hope to be drawn out of last night's disaster, perhaps it's that.
Oh, I'll take that. I actually like that stat. Thank you. But it did seem like kind of a defining night, I don't know, for this. So much on the line for that regular season game last night. Hey, Dave.
The wrong ways.
Yeah, for sure. High stakes video call today between President Biden and Russian President Putin. What's on the line here?
What's on the line has been a, well, first of all, it's been a very extraordinary run-up to what is on the line here, which is that the United States has been very open and very public about its belief that Russia is going to invade Ukraine. And as a result, it's been sharing intel and information with many allies all throughout Europe, NATO allies. And this call, the high stakes are really going to be, what is President Biden going to do? What line in the sand is he going to draw with Vladimir Putin? And there could be many things that come out of this, threats of sanctions, other types of activity that would be very unpalatable economically or otherwise to Russia. Now, Russia says, hey, look, we're not invading anyone. We're not invading the Ukraine or anyone else. But the United States has, again, been very, very public in its belief against that. They think Russia is really mounting a potential invasion in perhaps even a couple of months, if not sooner.
And what would the U.S. role be if there was an invasion?
Well, it's unclear at this point as to what the United States specifically would do, but at least in terms of what diplomatic channels are chattering about at this point would be very crushing sanctions on Russia that would put them in a place of pain that's even worse than what they are right now. This is a country that is not doing all that well economically, has been suffering mightily because of COVID-19. And if they were to go forward with this, there would be an extreme amount of isolation, I think one could believe at this point, from the United States, the UK, France, and ostensibly many other countries who are allies with the United States all throughout Europe and even beyond.
All right, another international thing that's going on that we should talk about this morning is the Olympics. The White House announced Monday that the U.S. is staging a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming games in Beijing. This doesn't prevent athletes from going, but any U.S. diplomats would not be going. This clearly is sending a message to China.
It very much is, and stands in very stark contrast to, say, for example, 2008, when George W. Bush personally went to the Olympics in China, and this time it's going to be a very, very different scene on the governmental and diplomatic level for the United States. You're exactly right, Susan. This is not going to affect athletes. This is not going to be a repeat for those who remember the 1980 Olympics when the United States didn't send their athletes. Say nothing about diplomats. They didn't send their athletes to Russia when the Olympic Games were being held in the then Soviet Union. So you'll be able to see the United States play hockey and luge and curl and everything else, but there's not going to be anyone here from Washington, D.C. who's going to be honorary observers of the proceedings and sports affairs.
Is it over human rights abuses, or is it really more than that?
Well, that is the basis of this. So the United States is making the argument that China is engaging in widespread human rights abuses, targeting the Uyghur minorities in the western part of China. And as a result, this is something that the United States believes must stop. And until it does, they're not going to play nice with China in any way, shape, or form, especially when it comes to the Olympics. So it'll be, kind of a minor black eye for China. Everything will go on Olympics-wise as usual. But the United States definitely wants to make a stink about it in the meantime to highlight these human rights abuses.
I'm just wondering how much China would be offended by not having U.S. dignitaries there, right, if everything else is going on?
I mean, it's going to be a minimal amount. This is very symbolic, and, let's not overstate the importance of this or the effect of it. So if anyone thinks that China is going to stop doing what China is doing right now, you're probably believing something a little bit too far beyond reality. China is very bound and determined to run its government and run its country the way that it wants to, and the United States' pressure against that is going to be minimal at best.
I want to ask you a kind of a White House question. I know you're not a White House reporter, Dave, but you might know this or not. The president has sounded sick the last couple of days when he has spoken with reporters, and there's been a little controversy over how often he is tested for COVID. Some wonder if he's not following the same rules that others have to in the workplace. Do you know the answer?
Well, you are correct. I'm not a White House reporter or a physician. So as a result, I wouldn't want to provide any medical diagnosis one way or another. That being said, in talking with some of my colleagues and others here in Washington, I mean, they've noticed that too. This could be a whole lot of nothing and simply somebody who's losing his voice or just not sounding really well. At the same time, too, what I can tell you is that the president routinely has medical screenings. He has a whole host of medical advisors all around him, as any president has and does. So as a result, if the president was in some sort of state of ill health, that he would have just about the best care that any human being in the United States would have at the ready at his side.
Okay. I guess the controversy was, is he tested every day or not every day? And that, I guess, is still to be determined.
Don't know the answer to that. We do know that he is vaccinated, that he's received his booster, that there are definitely tests that are taking place all the time at the White House for top officials as to whether it's every day or as needed. I can't give you a clear answer to that because I don't know, and nobody really does know specifically, but probably a good question that we can definitely ask at the next press conference.
Dave, appreciate it. Thanks, and we'll all be looking for a Bills win this coming Sunday against Tampa. That's Dave Leventhal, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.